Hello and welcome to Off the Record, a special edition of Gramcast where we take a deep dive into a story with the help of reporter who brought it to light. Today we are discussing a story from rural Puri in Odisha, where nomadic Kela tribe is struggling to get caste certificates for its community members. In the absence of these certificates, the marginalized tribe is being excluded from government schemes and benefits. I'm Archita Puranik from 101 Reporters, and I am speaking to Rakhi Ghosh, who covered this story for us. Hi, Rakhi. Let's begin this podcast with your introduction.
Hi, my name is Rakhi Ghosh, and I have been into the journalism field for last 20 years. And I started from print and electronic media, and for last 7 years, I'm into this freelancing. I'm working as a freelancing for last 7 years and contributing articles to stories to different web portals or news portals. I write on health, education, migration, climate change, food security, environment, forest, many things, but all these stories from the margin or about the marginalized communities and how they are being impacted, mostly on that.
Let's come to the story. Tell us about the event on September 29. Who was it organized by and what was the objective of it?
Yes, actually the activists Sandeep Patnaik and Gadadhar Pradhan, they did one research, and this is basically one study report that is on the socio-economic conditions of Kela communities in Puri district specifically. It was a sharing with journalists and research, other researchers and academicians. They were actually sharing what of the findings of their research. And the interesting fact was they invited the persons from Kela community, and they interacted with us. And this was actually supported by EcoNate, that one organization based in Pune. So the major objective of their finding was because these people are invisible. Government should do one enumeration of these people, because for last so many years, which I have mentioned in my story, that because of there is no caste-wise census undertaken, that is why they are invisible, and they are not availing, or they are they are unable to include it in the entitlements and the programs or different programs of government. That was their basic objective. You know, what are the gaps government has? So how this can be, you know, bridged? So this kind of the basic objective was that.
Rakhi, surely there are other nomadic and denotified tribes in Odisha that have got caste certificates. Why haven't the Kela tribe been able to manage this and get the caste certificates for themselves?
You said about the nomadic and denotified tribes, yes.
Yeah.
But truly, most of them have not yet received the caste certificate. And the major problem is, let me clarify you in this way, that the Kela communities, agar aap chote sehar se ya, if you are from small town, so we have seen in our childhood that these people, they are nomadic in nature. They move from one place to another. They sow some stunts and some kind of activities. They collect money from people and food. They then move to another place. So these Kela communities were like that. But for last, during my interaction, they said for last 3-4 generations, they settle in Odisha, especially in Puri district. And they have, you know, shifted from their traditional occupation, and they left their traditional occupation, and now they are into, they are doing labor work, or they are the seasonal laborers. They are working as seasonal laborers. They are interested that their children should study and lead a normal life or a dignified life. That is their basic thing they want. And it is not that why they have not done. The basic thing is that, you know, the tehsildar or the district welfare officer who's supposed to provide them this caste certificate, they are not willing to provide this. Mostly you can see the indifferent attitude of, because during my interaction, what I found that they are not interested. They're saying these people are from Andhra Pradesh border. Un log wahan se hain, inka kuch detail nahi hai hamare paas. So when I discussed with the some of other villagers, they are saying these people are from Andhra border, they speak Telugu language. But the Kila communities, they are saying, hum log bahut generation se, we stayed here and we left our traditional occupation. We want to settle down here. So government should provide us caste certificate. Other side also, what I notice is, the officials are not interested to take the risk. Agar future mein kuch problem ho gaya, then who will be answerable? Kuch is tarah ke hain. Sometimes you must have seen this voiceless people, because they are voiceless. Un log ke liye normally wo ek side rehta hai. Another thing I found during my discussion or interaction with these people, they have voter ID card, they have ration card, they have this Aadhaar card also. And they are saying if they will, that means government has recognized them. But and why they don't have, you know, this caste certificate? The major problem is they don't have land patta in their name. So if they will be provided land patta, if government will provide them land patta, then the revenue department will, or the concerned department will provide them caste certificate. So because of this, and the act says that if some this kind of issues arises, then the government officials can visit, can do the inquiry and provide them caste certificate. That the department is not doing, or the officials are not doing, because they are not interested to take any risk.
Do they have community leaders or organizations that can take their cause forward?
They don't have any community leaders, but I must say the youth, the in different communities you will find that how the youths are responding you. So during my interaction, I found they are, they are very enthusiastic. They are really willing to lead a dignified life. Though I haven't interacted, but later he called me up, one person. He is working as a photographer in Puri Sea Beach. And he said, yes, they want a different life, a good life to live. And if they will, if they will start doing their traditional occupation, they will be again stigmatized by other people in the village. So they want to lead a good life they want, and for their children also. But yes, these researchers who shared their findings, they said that yes, they will send memorandum to Governor, Chief Minister and National Commission and other ministries. Their main demands are to do the enumeration of these people. And because they are staying in Puri, they're vulnerable to disaster and regular cyclone. So provide them land with resilient house and some skill-based programs and, and this scholarship for, stipend to so that they can continue their education. So this kind of thing which they shared with us.
Thank you, Rakhi, for doing this amazing story with us and giving your time for this podcast.
Thank you, Ashita.
Tune into our podcast for more Indian anecdotes. Gramcast, unheard stories from rural India. Now available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon and Google Podcasts.